Olds, fewer than 10 people came out for a presentation on domestic violence, held March 21 at the Town of Olds Council Chambers. And of that figure, most were employees of or board members of the Mountain View Emergency Shelter Society, MVESS. Presentations were made by MVESS Outreach Coordinator Emily Webb, MVESS Assistant Outreach Coordinator Dale Rosehill, Julia Martins of Chinook Arch Victim Services in Sundry, and Const. Mitch Price, the new Olds Community Resource Officer. Rosehill and Webb explained just how difficult it is for victims of domestic violence to escape their abusers. Martins gave details on what victims of domestic violence can expect if their case ends up going through the court system. Price explained how Claire's Law works. It allows people to learn from law enforcement agencies if their partner could be a danger to them, due to a criminal past. The event was the result of a partnership between MVESS, Chinook Arch Victim Services and Olds RCMP. Webb is undeterred by the turnout. "Well, it would have been nice to have more, but honestly, I do feel that we reached some people, so that's important to me," she said in during interview with the Alberton. Webb said organizers will probably hold another presentation on domestic violence, down the road, because she said it's important that residents are aware not only that domestic violence occurs in the community, but there is help for people affected by it. "I think it's important to have awareness and information and support services are giving information to the public so we can keep getting the message out about domestic violence and support services to the people that need it," she said. One of the messages during the presentation was that abusers do all they can to isolate their victim, make them feel worthless and believe that they, not the abuser, are the problem. It's very difficult for victims to overcome that situation. Attendees were told that because of those issues, on average, victims leave their abuser 7 times before leaving permanently. "It could be 1, it could be 15, and I think it's important to just be aware that we need to be supporting people until they're ready to leave," Webb said. Webb said her office receives calls, not only from victims of domestic abuse but from friends or relatives of people believed to be abused. Webb said on average, each month, about 10 victims of domestic violence contact MVESS looking for help. She said about 3 times a month MVESS staff are contacted by friends or relatives of people believed to be victims of domestic violence. Webb urged people to become educated about domestic violence. "You can either come for education and resources through the shelter or you can find information online. But make sure that wherever you're getting your information, it's a credible source so that you can help people the best way that you can," she said. Webb said MVESS is one credible source. Another, she said, is the Family Violence Info Line. Its number is 780-310-1818.